Stop me if you've heard this one. The call starts, the client starts talking, you're too polite to interrupt, and 45 minutes later, you haven't gotten down to business yet. This is the Help Best podcast, where we share strategies to help you help other entrepreneurs in about 5 minutes. And I've just finished a couple of hours of calls with the mentors on the Two Brain team talking about how to take control of the call. These are the best tips that I've collected. First, have a flip line. What is your go-to line to tell the client, okay, buddy, time is over. We've caught up on each other's families. Let's get down to business. So for example, Andrea said, okay, let's get down to business. Great one. Other people opened up the client's dashboard and just shared the screen as a visual signal that it was time to change the conversation from friendering to getting down to business. Somebody else, Nick, said he has a timer in his head. 2 minutes is what he allocates for family and catch-up friendly time. And then he says, okay, on to business. Next, somebody said you let them answer one question and then you pivot to asking them a business question. And that's the easy segue into talking about business. You ask them for a personal bright spot. And then you turn to a business bright spot. That one came from Lauren, I believe. Jay said that just having shorter calls really helps him stay focused and get people down to business. So if the client responds better to a 30-minute call, that serves as a forcing function to not spend a lot of time on irrelevant things. Nick said, do you believe that we're going to be able to help you? And so when you're dealing with a client that's more skeptical or flat, or they're questioning the advice, he just asked more bluntly, do you believe that what we're doing will help you? He also said, why did you sign up? Or what is the worst case scenario if you take this action, for somebody that's like scared to take the action? Other mentors said, it's time to show proof. So when a client comes on the call and says, well, I heard this different thing, you know, why can't we do that? Like, why should I do what you're telling me? And why, instead of this podcast that I heard, ask for proof? Okay, what data do they have to support that recommendation? And what we're actually doing here is giving the client a great skill at filtering information that they receive through books, podcasts, YouTube videos, other biz gurus or whatever that they hear online. What was really interesting over the course of these discussions is that the more the client trends toward the right-hand side of the curve, the more flat they are, the more dodgy they are, the more swerving they are, the more skeptical they are, the shorter and more abrupt your response has to be to get them back on track. Now, of course, you have to be tactful, right? You can't just be like, zip it, do what I say or else. But you have to be quick. You can't ease them into changing. Let's get back to some other mentor comments here. One was pull up their metrics while they're talking. So as they're going on, you pull up their dashboard and you share their screen. That one came from Tim. Another great question was, if you said yes to doing this thing, what would you have to say no to doing? In other words, what are you willing to trade off to try this thing? Okay. Another great one for a long-term client. This one came from Anastasia. She said, actually, we tried that 2 years ago. Do you remember what happened? Great. Let's not waste more time on that. A great tactful one that came from Kieran was, we can talk about that later if there's time at the end of the call. Okay. A great tactic was to focus on simple wins. So a client comes on, I want to try selling high ticket. Fantastic. Let's first try selling an on-ramp program that's a little bit more expensive than the one that you're selling right now. And then we're going to build up to your big idea over time. Anastasia's advice was also to dig into what is the actual problem. So the client gets on the call, they're like, it's not working. I don't know what to do. I'm not getting any more leads since I started with Two Brain, or I started with your mentorship. Anna keeps asking questions until we get to the root of the problem. So is it leads you're lacking? Let's do an audit. Is it your close rate? Is it your set rate, show rate, close rate? And James had a great piece of advice here too. He did a live audit. Okay, you say you're doing these basic things. Let's take a look. Another one that Peter came up with was revisit the basics. So let's start with what you've done in the past and make sure that you're still doing that, because that's really what's going to get you results instead of constantly trying new things. So these were all great pieces of advice. I hope they help you. And these sessions that we run with mentors on the Two Brain team every single month always wind up with great tips and tactics to help you help other entrepreneurs. This is Help Best. Thank you for your service.